expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Well, good morning and welcome to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We are here embracing aging every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. live right here on KCNR. You can give us a call anytime during the show. We're happy to answer any questions or take your comments at 605-4567. Or you can join us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. If you want to listen to any archive shows, they are all kept on my website at generationstalkradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at Generations Talk Radio or Instagram at Generations Talk Radio. My guest this morning is Teresa Evans, the Consumer Services Manager of the Disability Action Center. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
So we are going to be chatting about so many of these wonderful programs that are under the umbrella of the Disability Action Center. If you're listening and you want to learn more, they have a great website at Action Center, which is actionctr.org, if you want to learn more about anything we're talking about this morning, because this is a beautiful nonprofit, and they have all kinds of different programs free to those in Shasta County that qualify, some for children, some for seniors, some for all ages. So we're going to be chatting up all these different programs with Teresa this morning, and you guys have a lot going on there.
Yes, we do.
It's great. It's great. So tell us a little bit about how you found your way to your position there. What's your background?
I have worked for nonprofits for a very long time and been working since I was 17.
Wow. And how long have you been here in this position?
I actually started this position in January 1st, but I've worked for Disability Action Center since for the last 5 years.
Okay. So, my gosh, off the air this morning, you were just kind of highlighting some of these programs, and you have a lot of details in that brain of yours.
Yes.
All these different arms of what you guys are doing there.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So give us a little bit overview of what is the mission statement, what is the goal, what is the purpose of the Disability Action Center?
Disability Action Center is a independent living center. So we are about the independent living philosophy of personal choice and people with disabilities having civil rights. And we have many advocates that work with advocacy. That's our base program, is making sure that everybody has a voice.
That's awesome. And I know you're, especially for in the senior market, which has been most of my experience with your agency, but we're going to talk about many more programs that you have aside from that. So let's start a little bit with the programs you have for kids.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
We have a youth leadership program for 14 to 24-year-olds that improves self-esteem, skills, getting them ready for jobs, education, just creating a life that they want to live.
Is there any qualifying standards for that, or can anybody show up and enroll in that?
Disability Action Center is for people with disabilities, so it's a self-proclaimed disability.
So if they, whatever that might be, whether it's like a mental challenge or a physical challenge, they would qualify to do the 14 to 24-year-old program?
Yes, mm-hmm. We are all-inclusive.
That's wonderful. I know that there are, you know, would like depression even be considered?
Yes.
Yeah, because I know, you know, you're dealing with teenagers. A lot of mental illness gets diagnosed, you know, in your late teens, early 20s. And that could really stand in the way of someone being able to get out on their own and take care of themselves. So this would be a great program for something like that.
Yes, mm-hmm. And we also have interns from local high schools that come in and do 15 hours or 30 hours. And some of the local colleges have interns with us.
That's awesome. So if you're listening and you have a friend or relative in that age group of 14 to 24 who has a disability, who's having trouble getting out into the workforce, who's having trouble figuring out their next steps in life, this would be a great program for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, awesome. And what else with kids?
We do have a Rockets and Robots Science Club for youth with autism spectrum. So that's from 10 years old to 17-year-olds that work with a team building rockets and robots, and I believe they have some music in that area too.
And how often does that program meet?
they're building the program right now, but I see them there about every Saturday.
That's awesome. So you're taking this autism, people on the autism spectrum, and they're creating. They're like little scientists.
Yes. Uh-huh. The originator of the program is a person with autism that he didn't identify until he was an adult. He has a great passion for children learning what strengths they have so that it can lead them into a better adulthood.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. That's a great program, too. Anything else with kids?
Well, if we do have the Voice Options program. It's on hold right now, but it is for people that are nonverbal. And we have the youngest is 3 years old that uses the program. And it's a short-term loan of an iPad with 5 communication devices or software on the device that they can try out and see which one works best for them. And then they can apply for a long-term loan of an iPad with that specific communication device that works for them.
Wow. So is this primarily autism kids or are there or just anybody that's having difficulty communicating?
It's for people that communicate with their eyes, their hands.
Okay.
That don't always communicate with their voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it may roll over into other categories, too.
And how do you guys, because I know being nonprofit, it's not like you're able to advertise all these programs. Do you get a lot of referrals from, like, physicians? Or how do you guys get people into these programs? How do you guys get the word out?
Organizations refer to us. We do outreach at health fairs mm-hmm. and some local community events.
Yeah, it's hard because I know, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show, because we have so many amazing nonprofits in town, and it's really tough, I think, for all of you to get the word out to people. And there's so many people that need, and you know, in my field, it's more of the, I'm more on the senior side, but you know, having all these amazing programs for kids, you know, it's this is a great venue for you because we want people to know about it. You know, there's free services and support for families. And we want them to be able to access it through your agency.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. And how many kids do you think you're serving right now, like through the on the child side? How many lives are being impacted?
It's a good 25.
Yeah.
At least.
That's wonderful. And that's great. So if you're listening and you have, you know, a child in your life that has these needs, you can reach out to the Disability Action Center. And you guys are on West Street, 1600 West Street. Do they need to, can they just show up in your office? Do people need to make an appointment to come visit you and see if they qualify or?
They can always call.
Mm-hmm.
They can always email and they can always stop in. We're there 8 to 12 and 1 to 5 Monday through Friday.
So that would be a great resource if someone has a child that they think might qualify for one of these, just to pop in and chat with you guys and
yes.
see if they're a match.
Yep. And our independent living advocate works with families all the time.
So are the programs that you're talking about with the kids right there in your office? Is that where everything happens when you're working with them?
Most of the time. Sometimes we're out in the community.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Well, as we proceed through the show, one of the other things we're going to be talking about is they have an amazing vision resources program for seniors that have vision issues like macular degeneration or glaucoma. So we're going to be talking about how to access that program. So if you have a relative who has some type of vision problem, we're going to be going through a lot of assistive devices that are available. Additionally, we're going to be talking about equipment. If you have equipment, mobility equipment that you're not using anymore, or you have a loved one that needs mobility equipment, they do have some programs that can loan you that or even give you that. So this is a great show to listen to if you have a senior here in town aging. And then we're going to talk some more about additional programs that are available through the Disability Action Center. So we're going to take a short break and stay tuned for more Generations Talk Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Saying, old says that love is blind. Still, we're often told, seek and ye shall find. So, I'm going to seek a certain lad I've had.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with Care Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. Care Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, April 20th, from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
I'm tired of working for minimum wage. I'm ready to go back to school and learn a trade so I can take better care of my family.
Shasta College has more job training programs.
I've always wanted to go to college, but I'm just not sure I can afford it.
Shasta College has more financial aid.
I plan to attend a university, but would like to save time and money by taking my prerequisites close to home.
Shasta College has more guaranteed transfer programs at a fraction of the cost of a CSU, UC, or for-profit college. For over 65 years, Shasta College has been helping people like you get more out of life with job training programs and transfer-level college courses so you can save 2 years' worth of higher tuition costs. With Shasta College, it's all about more. More classes, more flexibility, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Make an appointment today to talk to a counselor about how you can achieve your goals. Call 242-7650 and start fulfilling your educational dreams. For more information, visit online at shastacollege.edu.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We are here embracing aging every Wednesday at 9 a.m. You can give us a call at 605-4567 or join us in the chat room at kcnr1460.com. I want to remind everybody that I am on the committee for the Healthy Aging Fair. It's going to be an amazing event in partnership with the Older Adult Policy Council. It's happening Friday, May 11th. In the Mount Shasta Mall, in the court in front of JCPenney, from 9 to 1, we're going to have, well, already we have over 30 vendors that are coming, from home care agencies to assisted living to skilled nursing to nonprofits, the Disability Action Center. My guest this morning will be there. We have the DA's office having a booth. Adult Services will have a booth. So it's going to be an amazing event. If you want to attend, if you have a business that you want to reach seniors in our community, you can reach out to me at Home Helpers, and I'd be happy to get you the registration information. But I would encourage any of our listeners, if you're going to age in Shasta County or have a relative that's going to age in Shasta County, or if you're a caregiver, this is a great event to come to and just learn about all the resources available. Again, it will be 9 to 1 on Friday, May 11th, right in front of JCPenney in the Mount Shasta Mall. And my guest this morning is Teresa Evans, the Consumer Services Manager at the Disability Action Center. Thanks for joining me this morning, Teresa.
Thank you.
So one of the things I wanted to chat about was the program that I'm the most familiar with, which is the Vision Resources arm of your guys' nonprofit. So I'm going to jump off because I know a little bit, and you can jump in, okay? So if you have a vision issue and you're over 55, am
yes.
I right?
Yes.
Then wonderful Pam Thomason, she'll actually come to your home and do kind of an assessment in your home environment and recommend the products that might be helpful for you and give you more independence.
Absolutely.
Yep. And Pam is amazing. And Pam herself has had some vision issues, and I think she told me didn't even get her driver's license until she was 40.
Yes.
So she's really, the thing I love about her is having come from the side of it where she's was legally blind, she really relates to a lot of the challenges that people that are losing their vision have or have lost their vision have. She's an amazing advocate and resource for these seniors and their
Absolutely.
Families. Yeah, she's great. So some of the things that I know that my clients love that are available to them at no cost through this program are the talking watch and the talking clock.
Well, we're going to be making some changes because the talking watches are glitchy. And sometimes, like, I was trying to program something for a watch for somebody that came in, and I couldn't get it off of saying it's 11 a.m.
Uh-oh. So they're not gonna, that's not going to be helpful, is it?
No. So Pam...
It's right twice a day, yeah.
Pam is going towards a keychain that tells the time accurately, has the talking capability, and also has like a little alarm that can go off too if you want to set an alarm.
Oh, that's great. And I will say one thing I know about seniors is everybody wants to know what time it is.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's very, very important, especially when you're dealing with medications and mealtimes and things like that. It's really important. I know the talking clock is working though.
Absolutely.
And this is a great thing. It's kind of like a triangle, and you just push the top of the triangle down and it announces the time.
Yes. And it has two settings. It's got a very loud setting and a little bit lower setting. So if you have like maybe some hearing issues also, you might want it on the larger, louder setting.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if your hearing is kind of okay, you want it on that moderate setting.
What are the most popular devices that people, is it that kind of stuff that people want on this program? What are the most popular things?
The most popular thing is the large print calendar.
Because
it's very important to keep track of the day, keep track of appointments. There's space to write in it. We had updated it to not have the holidays, thinking that would be great because people were saying we need more room for our appointments. And we made that change, and now the request is, hey, we missed those holidays, so can you please change it back? So we have.
Yeah, so we
have. So this, for 2018, the holidays are back.
They're back on there. I know my grandmother had one before she passed away, and she, not only did she put her appointments on it, but she also wrote kind of a diary-ish about her day and what she did that day and who she talked to. And so I know how important that is for seniors. If people are coming in and out of town, when they last talked to somebody, I went through her calendar and it was like a little diary.
Yeah.
And there's lots of people that, and again, it is important for people to keep track. And that's something with their independence, to not have to be relying on their family members to remind them of appointments and things like that. And you guys give a really good magnifying glass too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Magnifiers are very popular. The lowest one is a 3 times up to a 15 times. And then when the magnifiers may not be working so well anymore at some advanced stages of vision, we also have some CCTVs, which is kind of reminds you of a computer, but you have a tray underneath where you can put your prescription bottle, your mail. We have a video of a senior who is still working and doing taxes, and she was getting a little bit behind because she couldn't see everything, brought out a CCTV for her, and she is, like, way ahead of the game now with her tax practice.
And I think a lot of people, really to understand the vision, and Pam does a great job of this, you know, if you have whatever the vision issue is, especially if it's macular degeneration, where, she understands what that feels like, what that looks like. So a lot of families, if someone has that, they're putting like fluorescent or bright colored things, and people don't realize it's contrast, black on white, white on black for MAC degen.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I've seen families like they think they're helping on the microwave. They put like fluorescent little dots all over the microwave numbers. But Pam will actually educate the family on if you want to help mom, you know, by it's the contrasting color, the black and the white. That's why the calendar, the large print calendar, is white with black lettering on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And our brochure is black and white to have that high contrast. And the National Federation of the Blind suggests a font of at least 18, with the minimum being a 14 font of like an Arial or Sans type of font.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, when we're dealing with seniors that are having these vision issues, a lot of people, I think, aren't they're buying their own magnifier, which in the drugstore, they can't get nearly what they could get through you guys. But when people, especially if they've been a reader all of their life and they want to read the newspaper and they want to read books, when you start losing your vision and you can't read anymore, I mean, people go into a depression. I mean, I have seen through my 14 years in business horrible situations where people just, I mean, have a library full of books and you couldn't have picked a worse thing for them to lose of their vision. And so I think a lot of times they don't even realize all the things that they could be doing and accessing through your program to continue to read as long as they can read.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And especially that CCTV and just having the magnifier. So if you have a loved one who, you know, even I encourage people, if it's a recent diagnosis of macular degeneration, you may not need these products right now. But it's not too early to reach out to Pam and the Disability Action Center and make an appointment for her to come out, educate you on all the tools that are available to you. So that down the road, if you do need something that you're just aware and not buying it for yourself, because, hey, this is a free program. Let's not have you spend your resources if you don't need to. And B, when that time comes, that you're not struggling unnecessarily.
Yes.
And she's happy to do that. She's a pretty busy gal, I think, huh?
Yes, she is very busy.
I give her name out a lot because, again, and they have large print address books.
Yes.
The calendar, lighted table magnifiers.
We also have large print playing cards and pinochle cards and large print thick lined paper. So if you're still writing your grocery list or you've stopped writing your grocery list, you can now make your grocery list or write that letter to your sister in Michigan that you've been wanting to write because you can actually see the lines now.
And they even have like a signature magnifier if you need to sign something.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, like this is so much independence for people because, you know, if you're cognitive and high functioning, you don't want your kids to have to sign stuff for you, you know, and this is nice for and I have some pretty independent clients that don't want to have to give that power away at this point.
Yeah. And the core of the Vision Resources Program is a grant through the state and federal government that is actually titled Independent Living Services for Older Individuals Who Are Blind. And that is low vision and no vision.
Are most of the folks on that program macular degeneration?
Great many of them are. Then we also have diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and some also more rare occurrences that make one legally blind or totally blind.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads us to, we like to educate people that early diagnosis for all these things is very important because there's things that your eye provider could help you with to prolong your vision as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of great eye drops and different things like that, I know, for macular degeneration.
Yes.
And the other great thing about Pam coming to the home that I really like is she kind of gets to know the family, the potential client, what their daily routines are, what they like to do. If they love to cook and they can't anymore, what can we do, if anything, to make that happen for them? So I think her seeing them in that environment, some of these products wouldn't make sense for certain people, but her being there and if someone's saying, well, here's my routine, I really miss doing A, B, or C, she can then make suggestions to help them, you know, get some of that independence back.
Yes.
Where if they come into your place, which is fine too, but she's not seeing them in their environment. And sometimes, and I know she's told me, when she gets there, she sees the signs the kids have left and the stuff they're trying to do, and which is great, but she can say, hey, they can't see this any more than they could see it before with the fluorescent things in the microwave. Because there are little microwave stickers, right?
Yes, we have bump dots.
Yeah, bump dots.
Different sizes, different colors. So maybe your vision is at the little bit higher level. Maybe those colored bump dots might help. But as you progress through these different conditions and eye diseases, those high contrast and it's very important.
Yeah, and I just, again, through the years, and my senior families love it when I say that this is free. They love it. So it's 55 to however old.
Yes. Our youngest consumer at Disability Action Center is 3 months old, and our oldest is 110, with the majority of them being seniors that are wanting to retain as much independence as possible.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. And we're going to highlight some more of the programs at the Disability Action Center right after this break. Stay tuned for more Generations Talk Radio right here on KCNR 1460.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Our country and the world has become filled with turmoil, violence, hatred, and moral corruption, which will get worse. But there is good news. What you see happening is temporary, as foretold in the Bible. This world's decay reveals the result of a world who rejects God and His salvation. However, for those who receive the free gift of God through Jesus Christ, we'll receive eternal life in heaven's paradise. The choice is yours. Choose wisely. Choose Jesus. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Project Healing Waters is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military service personnel and disabled veterans. We accomplish this goal through fly fishing and associated activities, including education and outings. Our program sponsors about 40 disabled veterans.
Please help support this effort by coming to our fourth annual fundraiser and mixer on April the 14th at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street starting at 6 p.m. There will be live and silent auctions along with fun and games and plenty of appetizers. All this for just $20. All the funds generated by this fundraiser will go towards outings where we take veterans fishing. 100% of the funds generated stay local with no overhead, as this program is staffed entirely by volunteers.
Your support is needed and welcome. Please call Dean Barker at 941-8877 or John Boyden at 722-0798.
Welcome back to Generations Talk Radio. I am your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Thanks for joining me this morning. If you have any questions or comments, you can give us a call at 605-4567. My guest this morning is Teresa Evans, the Consumer Services Manager of the Disability Action Center. And we've been talking about a lot of the programs that they have available to people as young as 3 months old to over 100 years old. And they're an amazing nonprofit here in Shasta County. If you want to learn any more about what we're talking about, you can visit their website at www.actioncenter.org. And anything that we've been chatting about this morning, you're more than welcome to learn more about there. One of the programs that, again, that you have that I get asked about so much is equipment, because a lot of families invest in walker, wheelchair, transport chair, commode, you know, hospital bed, you know, a lot of this stuff. And when their loved one passes away, they have this equipment. They don't really want to sell it. They want someone in need to have it, and they're really not sure where to take it.
Yes.
Well, they need to think about that no longer.
Yes.
Because they can take it to you guys.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you guys are kind of cleaning it up, making sure everything works, and then donating it back out into the community to those that need it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And specifically, commodes, manual wheelchairs, power walkers, ramps, scooters, shower chairs and benches, toilet seat risers, transfer bench. I mean, I can tell you, those of you that are listening, Medicare covers a walker every 5 years. So if you've got a walker and then something happens and you need a new walker, they're not going to pay for it. They don't cover anything that you need in the bathroom. They don't cover a shower bench, a shower chair, or a toilet seat riser, which are huge, huge, huge important pieces of equipment to make people safe in the bathroom. So, and if you're not sure what you need, if you want to try something out, you know, get something from them. And if it works for you, you can keep it, or at least it helps you understand what exactly that you want. Or if you have equipment from a loved one that is in your garage and it's in good shape and you want to donate it, you can drop that off at your West Street location. They can bring it into you. And that equipment stuff, they can just show up and see what you guys have available, or is that online too? As far as what equipment you have that can be donated?
Well, all equipment will be on the AT Exchange through Ability Tools.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Google and you go AT Exchange, it'll pop up. Usually the first one, it says, "Welcome to the AT Exchange." And all of our inventory is on there, including the device lending library items that can be borrowed, and also the donations that come in that can go back out to community members.
That's awesome. So, yeah, so if you have a relative, a neighbor, someone who's in need of some type of mobility device, this would be a great tool for you. And the other great part about your program is the lending stuff. And talk to us a little bit about what you have available and how do people check that out and get that stuff.
Well, we have a device lending library. It's through the State of California Ability Tools. And we also have some items that were originally purchased through Disability Action Center extra funds. We have iPads with communication software that can improve communication, some other communication devices. We also have the durable medical equipment reuse program. So let's say there's not a donation of an item. Somebody can borrow it until we have an item that somebody could have permanently.
So that's a great, and I loved, didn't you say there's one that's like a pen that will read labels?
Yes.
I mean, so if you're thinking like you don't want to invest in something for your parent, if you're not sure that the iPad would be good for them, or some of this technology equipment would work, this would be a great way to kind of try it out and see if it's a good match, and then they can return it and purchase it for their parent.
Yes.
And what were you saying about the keyboards?
We also have like left-handed and right-handed keyboards on our device lending library. So let's say someone is perhaps an amputee, where they've lost a limb or like an upper arm. They can use a right hand or a left hand to operate a full keyboard. Or if someone maybe has suffered from a stroke and have paralyzed on this one side, they have that free access, you know, that more access mm-hmm. to that keyboarding to continue to have independence when they're using their computers.
I've never even heard of some of this stuff. So what is the most popular technology that people are interested in? Is it the iPads?
They are very interested in anything that will make them independent,
mm-hmm.
that reduces a barrier for them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are willing to explore that because they want to do something better than where they're at.
Right, right. So if you want to see what's available, you can go to abilitytools.org/exchange, and you can see all of the – and this isn't just in Shasta County. This is all over the state of California that this equipment is stored.
Yeah, Device Lending Library is across the state of California. So even if there's an item that we may not have, there may be something down in Southern California that center could potentially send to you to be able to use.
That's great. And going on to the traumatic brain injury program, talk a little bit about that.
Traumatic brain injury program started a few years ago. There was not a program in Shasta County like this ever before that we are aware of and have been informed of. It is a program for people living with a traumatic brain injury. It includes the majority of falls that where someone has gotten a severe concussion, football-related accidents or sports-related accidents, motor vehicle accidents, vehicular, motorcycles, assaults, and stroke. If you have a stroke where you've fallen and have received a concussion, or vice versa, where the stroke occurred first and then you fell,
mm-hmm.
This program provides case management, supported living services, service coordination, community integration, and some support groups.
So if this individual is having trouble getting housing, that you guys would help facilitate some of that?
Well, our independent living advocate helps a lot with housing,
mm-hmm.
Does a weekly rental listing of rentals that are less than $800 a month, and she completes that usually by Monday each week, and it's available.
For anyone in the community who's having who kind of falls into your qualifying components?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Several organizations send people over for our list. We also have an email list for organizations that need to work with that list with their own clientele or mm-hmm. consumers or patients. Mm-hmm.
I know that the housing issue is really tough. If someone has a disability, whether they're, 20s, 30s, or 50s, to find safe housing, to get in with security deposits and all of those things, it can be very trying for people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you guys can help with some of the security deposits, right? Or you have a connection for that?
United Way has a fund, and that we may be able to utilize in some instances.
Mm-hmm.
There's a very high a vigorous criteria for that.
Mm-hmm. And so on the traumatic brain injury program, I know that we have had clients in my experience that have had brain injuries, and that can really be tough on the family. That can really be tough on the caregiving staff. So that support group would be something that they could take advantage of.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I know that one gal that we had for a lot of years suffered a brain injury in her 40s, but we had her in her 70s, but so it wasn't really age-related. It was something she'd been dealing with her entire life, but it was really tough. A lot of caregiver burnout. And in her case, she could just get angry really, really quickly without the caregiver even being able to see that coming. And we're trying to diffuse things. And in her defense, she'd go right back to being happy again. But it was really – it's alarming. Some of these folks have a lot of challenges just in day-to-day life dealing with things. And so I know it's really tough on the caregiver and the family.
One of our support groups, we do education as part of it. And a person came in and went through the – through our program and called me and said, that webinar, that education I got in that support group has really helped me because I was like blowing my top, and some of the advice and the education that I got, I'm now making a list of what's triggering me and what I do about it. So when I start getting upset, I go look at my list and said, oh, I've taken care of this before. I now know what to do to kind of de-escalate that mm-hmm. Feeling that they're having.
So that was actually the individual suffering from the brain injury that was getting these coaching.
Yes.
To be able to function a little bit better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then do you guys help them also get employment?
We have vocational support. So mm-hmm. if you're interested in education or employment, we can support that. And we can also work with the Department of Rehabilitation to support you through that process if you want an evaluation and go through the workshops and be evaluated for potential employment.
Kind of helping them figure out what their strengths are, what might be a good fit for them as far as the job situation goes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so much going on over there.
Yes.
it's amazing. And how many people do you think are in your traumatic brain injury program? How many?
41.
And that age range is all over the place?
Through our independent living advocate, we also were able to help a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old that were injured as children
mm-hmm.
within the space of when they were born or at 3 years old, and was able to connect them to some really good resources to help them through their childhood. And we also have 18 to 80s range in our traumatic brain injury program. And we have veterans that maybe had combat-related traumatic brain injury.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking of the veteran side, but that's amazing. Well, we're going to recap all of this amazing information in our last segment and remind you on exactly how you can reach out to the Disability Action Center and learn more about all of their programs here in Shasta County. Are you going to say something, Bob? You look like you're going to. Oh, we'll be right back with more Generations Talk Radio right after this.
the sea, somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 31 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Generations Talk Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Well, it's been an amazing almost hour with Teresa Evans, the Consumer Services Manager of the Disability Action Center, and just learning about all of the amazing programs that you have to offer. And people can learn more if you want to visit www.actioncenter, and center is CTR.org, or their office is at 1600 West Street. The phone number there is 242-8550. How many people are you employing in there?
We have 4 advocates that do direct services, provide direct advocacy for people in the area, in all of our counties. And we also have a systems change advocate.
And do you have any volunteers that work there?
We do have volunteers and interns.
That's great. So if someone's listening and they want to get involved, I'm sure you wouldn't turn away a volunteer.
Nope. We and, love volunteers. Yeah. In fact, sometimes we teach our volunteers so well that and advocate and teach them how to advocate for themselves so well that they go and get further their education or create their own businesses or find employment at other places.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know that you actually live longer when you volunteer. It's a fact that people who stay active in their community live a longer, healthier life. So if you're retired, it's always good to have some stuff on your calendar, have some volunteer time. This would be a great agency to donate your time to. So I'll just give you that plug because I think that would be awesome for,
yeah,
for retirees. So tell us a little bit about your System Change Advocacy Group.
Our Systems Change is us advocating for people with disabilities to keep needed benefits for themselves or make changes in your neighborhood or that you see as a needed change. We've helped someone with a group of individuals here in the Reading area, working with the city of Reading to get curb cuts in a neighborhood that was so that people with wheelchairs and walkers could actually access the bus.
So they had they moved the bus stop?
Yes, they moved the bus stop and had not planned to have those curb cuts in place. And with our group advocating for themselves through us and working with the city of Reading, we were able to make those changes within 2 weeks.
That's amazing. And it's just something you just don't always think about. You know, whoever made that change, you know, they're just not thinking about how a wheelchair is going to get, which I'm glad they prioritized that and got it handled.
Yes, we were very pleased. Mm-hmm. And the neighborhood is over the top. They mm-hmm. were very excited.
And so if someone sees a situation like that where there's people that are disabled or not able to access something like that.
Yes.
That would be a great phone call for them to make to you guys.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also like overgrowth of brush or trees or shrubs into sidewalks where someone that is legally or totally blind trying to access that area, it's going to be pretty impregnable mm-hmm. for them to get by.
Mm-hmm. That's a great added benefit.
Yes.
How many people, is there a couple people that are doing that program or is it one person?
We have a systems change advocate here in the Reading and we also have a systems change advocate out of our Chico office. And we also have a diverse ability advocate to outreach to underserved and unserved minorities with disabilities.
Yeah, that advocacy, I think, is a major important component of what you guys are doing.
Yes.
Is to help people. And you're working on them to advocate for themselves, too.
Yes. We train and educate folks to advocate for themselves and also have independent skills and just create more accessibility.
So in our conversation today, we've talked about the Robots and Rockets program for the autistic children 10 to 17.
Yes.
I'm going to see if I get this right. We've talked about the program to help disabled 14 to 24 with career path kind of stuff and jobs and skills.
Yes.
What was that one called?
Youth Transitions.
Youth Transitions. We've talked about the Vision Resource Program. That's 55 and up, free assistive and adaptive aids for you. We have the equipment program where you can borrow equipment or donate equipment. And you guys have a fundraiser coming up.
Yes, we do.
When and where is that?
Pirate Palooza, May 11th. It is in Chico at the Severa Nevada Brewery at the Brig Room. There's going to be a lot of dancing, silent auction, a really nice dinner. You get to wear a pirate costume in May, and they have a blast. We've been doing it for 12 years now.
Is that a nighttime event?
It is a nighttime event on May 11th, and it goes about 5:30 to 10 o'clock, and we might have transportation from Reading to there. We're working on it.
Oh, that's awesome. And where would people get tickets for that?
They can call our office at 242-8550 or our Chico office at 893-8527 or go to eventbrite.com to get the tickets for Pirate Palooza.
And how much are they?
$45 if you get them before April 1st. After April 1st, they're $50.
And that includes your dinner?
Includes dinner, access to silent auctions, live entertainment, face painting.
That sounds fun.
And we're also looking for volunteers who are willing to entertain for free.
Yeah, so if you have a talent.
If you have a talent, you can come share your talent to a big room of people.
How does that usually sell out?
It sells mm-hmm. out very quickly.
That's a great venue, too.
Yes.
Sierra Nevada Brewery, that's a great venue. So that's May 11th, Pirate Palooza. That sounds awesome. And all the proceeds go to?
Help people with disabilities in our communities with added services that our normal funds may not be able to provide mm-hmm. for.
I know being, you know, a nonprofit, it's not an easy road. And I know you guys have, you know, lost grants, had to fight to get grants back.
Yes.
It's a never-ending, you're chasing funds all the time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we are looking for sponsors. So if you're a local organization or business that would like to sponsor the event, there is a lot of pluses for that.
Mm-hmm. To maybe sponsor a table or something like that?
Could sponsor a table or if you want to buy a table and come join us for the event, that's awesome too.
And they can also donate something to the silent auction?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We are looking for silent auction items. Uh-huh. So please call us at 242-8550 if you would like to donate something.
Yeah, that would be great because I know that this is you have so many different arms and so many different things going on. We want to make sure that all these programs stay. And I know you lost the funding for the Vision Resource Program for Shasta County. And, well, you lost it for a bunch of counties, but you got back Shasta and Siskiyou.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. We lost it for Butte and Glen, which is very sad because the folks are not getting the services they so desperately need mm-hmm. in those counties. But we got it back in Shasta and Siskiyou, and we provide those Vision resources to Modoc, Lassen, Tehama, Calusa, and Plumas also.
Wow. I mean, and I know that's the one that you know, as I've said, I have the most experience with because I realize how important maintaining independence is. And one of the reasons why I started doing the show was just for agencies just like yours to get the word out because, you know, there's nothing worse, and I'm sure you hear it, oh, I wish we would have known about you guys.
Yes.
I wish we could have utilized you for my loved one or sooner.
Yeah, we hear that all the time.
Mm-hmm. And it's tough to get the word out. And I know, you know, you rely heavily on probably other agencies that are interacting with your clients to talk to you. But if someone's, you know, moving here, transitioning their elderly loved one here, they may not have heard about it. They may not know about all the things that you have available.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can visit, you can learn more about the Disability Action Center. They are at 1600 West Street, and you can go to actioncenter.org. And if you're interested in looking at those tools, the technology exchange, you can go to abilitytools.org/exchange and see all of the different assistive aids. I mean, I'm amazed. I was at a rehab center yesterday meeting with a family, and the client who's 80 years old pulls out her iPad and is scrolling through and showing me photos of her husband after a fall and things like that. And these seniors are getting really into this technology.
Yes.
I mean, I was, and she was like an old pro.
Yes. They're saying that's a life-changing event to learn that. And we also have resources where people, we're a resource center. So if you're not sure where to go, we can help you with that too.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys do any classes on training, on working with some of these devices?
We have in the past. Mm-hmm. We unfortunately just lost that grant. But we found a new resource for that. So if you want to call us, we can help you locate that.
Mm-hmm. I know we had, I have a few people on my staff that could use a smartphone training. I mean, you know, it's a lot in the, as you're aging and you want to keep up and you want to communicate through text or email with your family. And so I know there's been a couple different like smartphone trainings in town and things like that. So I know that this older generation really wants to, you know, keep in touch with their family members. And this is the way of the future.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, to do that. So that's hopefully something you guys can get back because I
yes.
know that's important. Well, oh my gosh, thank you for joining me today and taking time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you.
It's been
very
great
much.
To have you. And, I want to remind everybody that if you want to listen to any of my archived shows, you can visit generationstalkradio.com and they're all listed there for you. You can give me a call at Home Helpers if you have any questions. I've actually had a couple listeners reach out to me with show topic ideas or questions after the show, and feel free to give me a call at my office at 226-8350. Or you can visit my website and shoot me an email directly from there as well. And it's gone by. This has been an amazing hour. And again, if you want to reach out to the Disability Action Center, they're at 1600 West Street. And Teresa and her staff of amazing advocates would be happy to meet with you and help you with your loved one and introducing you to their programs and making sure that you have the resources that you need. We want to keep everybody safe and independent as long as possible. We're here every Wednesday at 9 a.m. for Generations Talk Radio. And remember, do not regret growing older. It is a privilege denied to many. Have a great day.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.